This is the Tony D Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Tony DeZiri.
Thanks for joining us on here on SB Nation Radio. I am Tony D. The New Orleans Saints are on our countdown to kickoff preview. We'll break that team down coming up throughout the show. Well, let's talk some Major League Baseball as we head into the final stretch of month and a half or so left of games. Mike Normandin joins us from SB Nation to talk Major League Baseball and where we stand right now. How are you, Mike?
Doing pretty well. How are you?
Good, man. Appreciate your time. I want to get to Prince Fielder. He's going to retire, had a neck injury, was on the DL, now he's going to retire. In terms of Prince Fielder and how we remember him as a ball player, how would you describe his career?
He's one of the best hitters of his generation. He's definitely a memorable, a memorable guy. He had that big, violent swing, and he could hit a ball a long way. I think he'll be remembered as more than just, the son of Cecil Fielder. I think we'll think of Cecil more like, the dad of Prince Fielder.
Oh, nice. That's actually would be a good compliment. I remember Cecil Fielder, and it's nice to see that his son had that kind of career. I hear they tied for the same amount of home runs, which is kind of rare.
Yeah, it's weird, even if you take all the context away, but the fact that they played in such different eras and different stadiums and very different times in baseball history, it's really weird that they would end up even close to each other, never mind in the same exact number.
All right, let's start in the American League. And in terms of where you see the American League East with Baltimore, Toronto, and the Red Sox, have the Red Sox done enough or look enough to make a sort of run? Where do the Red Sox stand with their pitching?
It should be good enough. David Price needs to get on track, but that's a rotation. David Price, it's Rick Porcello who's pitched really well. Exactly like they hoped he would when they acquired him and then extended him. Stephen Wright was an all-star and he's still pitching really well. They need Drew Pomeranz to turn it around, but at least Eduardo Rodriguez is looking like the guy that they brought up last year as a rookie, really thrived. That's why they didn't go and trade prospects for Chris Sale. Like, as great as it would be to have him, they have a rotation. They've come out of the All-Star break a little slow offensively, and so have the Blue Jays and Orioles. It's been kind of weird to see all three teams struggle in very similar ways.
Yeah, in terms of that, is there one of those teams in the East that's built better for the next 6 weeks of the regular season?
Not necessarily. The Blue Jays have probably the most pitching of them, but maybe it's not quite as proven. And Aaron Sanchez, we don't really know what's going to happen as his innings continue to climb. They've already moved to a six-man rotation, so they're not even going to be able to use some of their best pitchers as often, and we're not quite sure how long they're going to be any good, specifically Sanchez. So it's kind of an interesting scenario there.
Yeah. In the Central, Cleveland and Detroit are duking it out there, but no Kansas City. And I'm wondering, there are injuries and there's just player attrition and all that. What happened to the Royals this year?
Too many injuries, and they bet on a rotation that, I think they just kind of hope that between that park and the pitching coach they had, and having success the previous season with Adinson Volquez, they would be able to make guys like Ian Kennedy into the pitchers they needed. But there was just Danny Duffy's doing a good job, but he's just one guy, and the rest of the rotation was too thin behind him. And I don't think the Royals are even expecting Duffy to be as good as he is either. So that should give you an indication of how much they were leaning on the other guys.
Is this surprising? Because, and I only say this because we have had this experiment with the Royals where they're like, hey, look, they're growing it up. They've got a new way of doing it. Now they're winning. They don't need to be a big market like New York or Los Angeles. And so, is this surprising that they're not producing or playing particularly well?
I think they're worse than anyone expected, but they've lost Mike Moustakas for the year, so that really doesn't help. The lineup is good, but it's not great, and it's pretty easy to poke holes in it, so losing Moustakas is one of the ways that could happen. And they lost him, and the pitching wasn't as good as they needed, and the bullpen hasn't even been quite as good as it's been in the past, so there's a whole lot of factors working in here where they're a little worse in every way, but it starts to add up for a team that won the way they had the last couple of years.
Mike Normandin joins us, SB Nation, talking some Major League Baseball. All right, let's go to the National League in the East, and I want to ask you about Miami. I mean, in terms of playing with some solid currency towards the end here, are the Marlins for real, or are we expecting a little drop-off?
The Marlins were playing pretty well back when Giancarlo Stanton wasn't hitting at all, and Wee Yin Chen really hasn't been the pitcher that they expected, and I believe he's still hurt now. you know, they've been playing well. No one's really playing over their head. The Fernando Rodney acquisition didn't really work out, but they were playing well before they traded for him as well. Yeah, this is a team that's for real. They're as for real as anyone else in that race. They probably have a better chance than the Mets going forward. They have fewer key injuries. They have fewer holes around their roster. You know, there's a lot to like in Miami right now.
Mark, I want to ask you about the Central, because not so much the Cubs. We know how good they are, and they've been built for success. But are you surprised that the Cardinals have struggled, the Pirates have struggled? I'm not saying it should have been a three-team horse race, but those two teams don't look like the same teams we've seen over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, the Cardinals have lost quite a few players into injury. Michael Walker's done again. Trevor Rosenthal hasn't been as good as he's supposed to be. You know, they've just had a lot kind of go on there where, you know, they're still in playoff contention. Really could be a play, not the 100-game winner of 2015. It's not a surprise, I guess, just because you could see some of this coming, but maybe the level to which they've slipped is surprising. Of course, it's the Cardinals, and there's 2 months left, so we'll see how much they rebound over the last 2 months of the season.
I can only imagine that the pressure is going to start really ratcheting up for the Cubs. And, you know, regular season's all great, but we know what the people in Chicago want from this team. Joe Maddon, how important is it for the Cubs to have a manager like him that sort of is kind of either can absorb it or deflect it appropriately for a young team?
I think it's got to be helpful to have someone like that, especially because the team seem to like their manager a lot. And that helps. So there's, you know, a level of trust there. But, you know, we haven't really seen anything like this in the past, because when the Red Sox won in 2004 and they got close in 2003, you know, they were a really good team, but they weren't built with so much pressure to win in the same way. They didn't make such a show of it as the Cubs have, you know, between free agency and just the way they played at the beginning of this season. So it'll be interesting if even someone like Joe Maddon is capable of kind of keeping everything together there.
Mark Normandin joins us, SB Nation, on Major League Baseball. Dodgers bullpen has really kind of helped them out as they make a run in that Western Division with the San Francisco Giants. How good has that bullpen been for the Dodgers?
I mean, it's really been the difference between those two teams. Both of them have had rotation troubles. You know, they both have lineups that hit pretty well at times. Giants were without Hunter Pence for a long time, which didn't help them, but, you know, now he's back. That Dodgers pen has really been part of the difference. The Giants just don't have a bullpen, couldn't really find the upgrades that they needed at the deadline to the degree that they needed. So, you know, the Dodgers are there even without Clayton Kershaw, and that's important because that rotation has been fine without Kershaw, but it's not the kind of thing you want to bet on all season long either.
Mark, I got 60 seconds, and you may need longer to answer this, but this has been one perplexing issue that I've had this season. Where are the home runs coming from? We see a ton of guys with all of these home runs. Is something changed in the game that we're starting to see, maybe not 70 or 65, but we're certainly seeing a lot of guys in the upper 20s and 30s?
You know, it's been a really dry, really hot summer, and
oh, I think I lost him. We got Mark Normandin, SB Nation Radio, joining us from Major League Baseball. Wow, that's too bad. I was really hoping you could elaborate on the weather situation with home runs.